الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال تعالى: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. وقال تعالى: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, young ones and sisters who may be listening, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. At the masjid that I was at on the night of Eid, the Imam Sahib of that masjid in the Maghrib Salah recited verses in both the first rakat and the second rakat, which were very, very apt and appropriate to the completion of the holy month of Ramadan. And those verses, two of those verses I have recited in the khutbah as well. In the first rakat, the Imam recited, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Verily those who say that our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, they bear testimony to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only deity worthy of worship and there is no one else. And that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the last and final messenger, and all the things that have to go with iman. Those that do that, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then remain steadfast upon it, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The angels will come down before that person has to pass away and give him glad tidings of Jannat and so forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are your friends in this world and the hiya, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and you'll get all the good things that you desire in Jannat and so forth. And in the second rakat, a very similar ayat was recited from the 26th Juz, Surah Ahqaf. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily those who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord and then remain steadfast upon it, there is going to be no fear for them, no grief for them in the hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. These are the people of Jannat. And they shall remain in it forever, and this is a reward for their actions. Nevertheless, I found that these verses that were recited at that particular masjid were indeed verses that were very, very appropriate to the completion of the month of Ramadan. Because both of the verses had a common factor of istiqamat and steadfastness upon the actions that we may have been doing during the month of Ramadan. During the month of Ramadan, with the fadl and the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would engage in salah without much difficulty, in the recitation of the Quran Sharif, in abstinence to whatever extent possible from sins, from vices, from evils. And the Imam in that masjid implored us through these verses of the Holy Quran to continue on those grounds. And that is something that is very, very important. There was a person who remained in the company of a very pious sheikh. And after 10 years, he told the sheikh that, "I wish to leave you now. I've stayed in your company for some time. I wish to leave you now." So the sheikh had told him that, "Look, you may leave, but could you tell me perhaps one reason why you want to leave?" So my Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he quotes this incident time and again. The person said that, "I have stayed with you for 10 years, but I have not noticed any act out of the ordinary, any mu'jiza or miracle that you have been able to perform in these 10 years. So the Shaykh said that, "In these 10 years, did you find me at one point, at any one time during the 10 years, going against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or doing anything against the sunnah, practice and teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He said, "No." He said, "What greater miracle do you want than this?" And therefore Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that al-istiqamatu fawqa alfi karama. Istiqamat and steadfastness upon deen, remaining steadfast upon deen, is beyond thousands of miracles and thousands of acts from the ordinary. And that is what is required of us. The time of Ramadan is a period of training. The time to drive our cars, as Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would always mention from this minbar, during the end of the month of Ramadan, is after the month of Ramadan, where we have fixed the dents and we don't want to go and crash those cars and those vehicles again. In this regard, I just want to discuss a few couplets that a young poet in Pakistan has put together with regards to the month of Ramadan. And perhaps that will be the core of our discussion today. This young poet, he mentioned some verses of poetry in the Urdu language on the month of Ramadan. And I don't want to discuss the entire poem, so to say, but just a few couplets from that which deal with after the month of Ramadan. He says that, "Bahar taqwa ki aa gayi hai, gunah ka mausam guzar chuka hai. Bahar taqwa ki aa gayi hai, gunah ka mausam guzar chuka hai. Zahe muqaddar mahe mubarak mein har musalma savar chuka hai." He says that it is as though the season of taqwa has come. When the month of Ramadan dawns upon us, it is as though the season of taqwa has come. People give up their sins without being told to do so. They just don't feel like committing sins anymore. In many homes, the television is made to wear a little kafan as well. And that kafan doesn't open until the night of Eid, when there is a resurrection. Bi'athat. Nevertheless, all this happens during the month of Ramadan. Bahar taqwa ki aa gayi hai, gunah ka mausam guzar chuka hai. The time of sins has gone altogether. In this month, we find so many people engaged in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. They're fasting and keeping, staying hungry for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After long days of work, they're standing in 20 rakats of taraweeh before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth. Bahar taqwa ki aa gayi hai, gunah ka mausam guzar chuka hai, zahe muqaddar mahe mubarak mein har musalma savar chuka hai. It is as though every Muslim has rectified his past and has become a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. And he explains this throughout his poetry. But in the last stanza, and that's what I want to discuss today, he says that now the time is now after the month of Ramadan that we need to take a pledge with ourselves and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that pledge? That pledge is that, "Buri majalis mein ab na jayenge, nek sohbat mein hum rahenge. Buri majalis mein hum na jayenge, nek sohbat mein hum rahenge. Ke badgumani se, badnigahi se, jhoot ghibat se hum bachenge.
اور اب جماعت سے سب نمازوں کو جا کے مسجد میں ہم پڑھیں گے. جو عہد ہم نے کیا ہے اللہ سے, اے اثر اس پہ مر مٹیں گے, اسے ہو کیا اختیار خود پر, فروخت خود کو جو کر چکا ہے. بہار تقویٰ کے آ گئی ہے, گناہ کا موسم گزر چکا ہے, زہر مقدر مہ مبارک میں ہر مسلمان سور چکا ہے. And we'll just discuss some of this in the light of some ahadith perhaps that come along and the verses of the Quran Sharif as well. Because in the Quran Sharif also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this whole purpose of the month of Ramadan, it is for taqwa, number one. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He does not want you to make things difficult for you. In fact, this month of Ramadan and making you stay hungry from dawn to dusk, it is for your own benefit. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعِسْرُ. But the benefit is, the purpose and objective is, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. So you can complete the period of the month of Ramadan. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ. And you can sing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you say the takbirat of Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So that you can say all of that. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And so that you might be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting you this month of Ramadan. For granting you the ability. وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. It is a great tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to worship Him. Just the tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person, we have to be grateful for that. And the Quran Sharif says in another place that true gratitude, being grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرًا. With regards to the battle of, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ. With regards to the battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you were ill-equipped. You only had 313 and you were fighting against an army of 1,000. And they had all the ammunition and artillery that was required for that battle, and you had nothing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted you and helped you, and you overpowered them despite being ill-equipped. So what is your duty now? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want to be grateful to me, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So continue to have, to maintain high levels of taqwa and spirituality and Allah consciousness and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you want to be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wallahi al-azim, really, this is the gist of our life. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the moments that we will treasure in the hereafter, and the moments that we did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we were neglectful of Him, that we forgot His commands, that we engaged in futility, those are the moments of our lives that we will regret in the hereafter. And Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib again, Rahmatullah Alayhi, would quote the verse of poetry of our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, if I remember correctly, not in this, in the previous Ramadan, perhaps more than half of the Ramadan, he recited this verse of poetry and explained it, that جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے, وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. He would say that the moments of life that are spent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in worshipping Him, in being obedient to His commands, in reality those are the only moments of life that are worth being called life. Jo ghaflat mein guzre wo kya zindagi hai. Those moments of life in which we were negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wa salam's teachings, وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. They are not even worth being called life. They are not even moments of life. وہ شرمندگی ہے. We have to be ashamed, and we will be ashamed about those moments of life in the hereafter. Nevertheless, he says that بری مجالس میں اب نہ جائیں گے, نیک صحبت میں ہم رہیں گے. that we make this pledge now after the month of Ramadan, that we are not going to spend time in bad company. Wallahi al-azim, it is our company that makes us. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said in one hadith, al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, falyanzur ahadukum may yukhali. That a person is upon the track, the way of his friends. If his friends are good, he will be good and righteous. And if his friends are evil and bad and he's got bad company, then it will lead him inevitably to commit evil acts and bad acts. Buri majalis mein ab na jayenge, nek sohbat mein hum rahenge. That after the month of Ramadan, if we want to remain steadfast, then let us make a point with ourselves. Let us take a pledge with ourselves that we are going to make an ardent effort to abstain from bad company. It's not that we just don't make any niyat to have bad company. We must make a niyat not to have bad company. Just not having any intention is not sufficient. We should have an intention, pledge with ourselves that we are going to give up all bad and evil company. People that take us to places that are not appropriate. People that cause us to commit sins. People who engage in unnecessary chit-chat and gossip and backbiting. We are not going to frequent those gatherings so that we can safeguard this minarets of nur that we have managed to build up during the month of Ramadan. Buri majalis mein ab na jayenge, nek sohbat mein hum rahenge. And no one says that we must be on our own and be gloomy and just be to ourselves. Stay in good company, talk things that are permissible, light-hearted discussions. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself engaged in light-hearted discussions on many occasions, and the hadith has that he laughed as well, hatta badat nawajiduhu. He laughed to the extent that his teeth could be seen as well. So there is no harm in engaging in light-hearted discussion, in some form of halal entertainment, but with good company. Buri majalis mein hum na jayenge, nek sohbat mein ab rahenge. Ke bad gumani se bad nigahi se jhoot ghibat se hum bachenge. That we are going to keep away from all sorts of sins, from ghibat, backbiting, from gossip, from lies, from misrepresentation, from deceiving others, from protecting, from casting lustful glances at the opposite sex, from illicit love relationships. We're going to keep away from all these things, and we take a pledge that we are going to do this, no matter how difficult it may be. Buri majalis mein hum na jayenge, nek sohbat mein ab rahenge. Ke bad gumani se bad nigahi se jhoot ghibat se hum bachenge. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that a person came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he asked for some advice. He said, "Ivni wa awjiz." Ya Rasulullah, give me advice, but make it very, very concise and short. Outwardly, it seems to be so rude and abrupt that here you are asking the greatest after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for advice, but you're telling him to make it short. But the outlook was that we must internalize it and be able to implement it. That's what the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum wanted. And one of the advices that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave in that, he says, وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعَذَّرَ مِنْهُ غَدًا. He says, do not utter any word or sentence from your mouth that you will have to regret tomorrow. Tomorrow could be in this very world, tomorrow could be in the hereafter. So we have to be careful about what we utter from our mouths and from our lips. Nevertheless, he goes on to say, "Aur ab jamaat se sab namazon ko jaake masjid mein hum padhenge." And now, just as how we were so cautious, we were so committed to performing our salah in the masjid during the month of Ramadan, we are the ones who take a pledge with ourselves that we are going to go to the masjid to perform our 5 daily salahs, even out of the month of Ramadan. Even out of the month of Ramadan. And then in this very same hadith of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave one bit of advice, and he says, and if I'm not mistaken, on the last occasion, I discussed this particular part of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ صَلَاتَكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّي. He advised this person that, when you perform your salah, let it not be mechanical. Let it not just not be up-down. And some people say, kiss the ground. No. Let it not be mechanical. إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ صَلَاتَكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعِينَ. When you perform your salah, let it be as if it is the last salah that you are performing. In other words, can you imagine that amount of concentration and dedication? When we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we should truly feel that we are praising the Lord of the worlds. And when we say Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, we're not just saying it, we're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us to the straight path. It should be like that. When we go into sajda, apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. That when we stand up, then we are making faryad to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're beseeching Him. My little daughter told me the other day that Abba, maine dua par li. I read the dua. I said, Pyari, dua padne ke liye nahi hai, mangne ke liye hai. We don't read a dua, we beg a dua. We ask a dua. Like that, our salah should be like this as well. That it should have some jaan in it, some life in it. اور اب جماعت سے سب نمازوں کو جا کے مسجد میں ہم پڑھیں گے جو عہد ہم نے کیا ہے اللہ سے اے اثر اس پہ مر مٹیں گے and the covenant and the pledge that we have taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we said قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ when we said that Allah is our Lord and Allah is our sustainer we have taken a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that very sentence that we are going to obey you And fulfill your commands. And we're not going to go against any of your commands. Jo ahd humne kiya hai Allah se, ay asar, is pe mar mitenge. We will sacrifice our life in order to fulfill this pledge and covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use ho kya ikhtiyar khud par? Farokht khud ko ja kar chuka hai. And the reality is that the person who says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Lord, he has in fact sold himself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can he have any option over himself? How can he have any degree of option over himself to do as he pleases? Use ho kya ikhtiyar khud ko, khud par farokht khud ko jo kar chuka hai. Bahar taqwa ke aa gayi hai, gunah ka mausam guzar chuka hai. The season of taqwa has come. Gunah ka mausam guzar chuka hai. The time of sinning, going against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something of the past. زہِ مقدر مہِ مبارک میں ہر مسلمہ سور چکا ہے May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the guidance to remain steadfast upon deen and Islam and upon his teachings after the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the problems and the calamities, the drought that is afflicting Muslims all over the world. Allahumma farrij hammal mahmumin wa nafis karb al mukrubin wa qdi ddayna anil madinin wa shfi mardana wa mard al muslimin. وصلى اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين